It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Monday, October 9th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Funeral services have been set for a Northeast Iowa 18-year-old who was reported missing and later found deceased. Various law enforcement and emergency response officials had been conducting a search for Caden Ray Wilkin of Nashua when the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office received a call related to the missing male at about 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 30th. The Chickasaw County Medical Examiner was called to the scene and confirmed the identity of the person to be that of Wilkin. Chickasaw County Sheriff Ryan Shaver says there was no foul play suspected in the death of Wilkin. He was first reported missing on Friday, September 29th, after family members said the last contact he had with anyone was around 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday, September 27th. A funeral service for Wilkin will be held at 10:30 this Friday morning at Nashua Plainfield High School Gymnasium. Interment will follow at Oak Hill Cemetery in Nashua. Friends may greet the family from 4 to 7 p.m. this Thursday evening at the gymnasium. Hugeback Johnson Funeral Home and Crematory, Olson Chapel in Nashua, is in charge of arrangements. Online condolences for the Wilkin family may be left at hugebackfuneralhome.com. Voters in the Charles City School District are invited to attend community sessions to get more information on the proposed $28.5 million bond referendum to revitalize Charles City High School. If approved on November 7th, a third of the money would go towards a new 800-seat performing arts auditorium, with other funds going to upgrades and facility improvements to a school building that hasn't had any major work done to it since it was built in 1960. Mayor Dean Andrews is on the committee to help explain the bond to voters and what passing it means for the school and the community.
I want to promote a positive and progressive Charles City, and I think having a thriving school district helps make a thriving community. It's when you talk to people when they're looking at a new community, the first thing they look at is, what are the schools like in your community? So if we don't have a thriving school district, that's detrimental to our community.
Andrew says the community sessions will not feature a formal presentation, but the committee will answer questions about the bond referendum, which will require a 60% majority yes vote to pass. Community sessions are currently scheduled for 6:30 this evening at Prologue Books, at 5:15 p.m. this Wednesday at Tellurian Brewing, and from 9 to 11 a.m. on October 19th at Aromas. That same night, the school district will host a bond information meeting at 6:30 p.m. in the high school cafeteria, featuring the architects and financial managers for the revitalization project. Andrews says the committee welcomes the opportunity to speak to any group or organization wanting to know more about the bond referendum. While the city of Charles City continues the process of removing some 900 dead or dying ash trees in city right-of-ways, they've also completed the initial phase of replacing those trees. Through grants and contributions, the city, along with the Charles City Rotary and Lions Clubs, raised $15,000 to purchase 130 trees for planting. Before planting the trees, City Administrator Steve Deere says they enlisted the help of DNR forester Greg Heiderbrink.
We have the benefit of having the area district forester actually live in Charles City. So part of the grant was we had to have one of those guys present, and he's the one that actually laid out the plan for what trees we should use, where they should go, when they should be planted, how they should be planted, all that stuff.
Deere says the city has learned from past mistakes that a mix of trees was needed when replacing the ash trees.
We had so many ash trees, and they were a big, beautiful, strong tree, work good in an urban environment, but you get that next insect, you get that next blight, whatever, wipes them all out. So, maple trees have a blight, Dutch elm disease, the list goes on and on. So the real key is to having a good mix.
Those trees also need good watering, which is a cooperative effort between the city, Rotary, and Lions. Still, Deere says extra help is appreciated.
If you live next to one of those trees planted out the right of way, please feel free to water that. I mean, it's going to be hard to overwater them, and anything we can do to help make sure those trees survive would be great. But we do have people going around watering them.
All 130 trees have been planted. Bids are now being accepted for the construction of Phase 3 of New Hampton's Tribe Trail. Phase 3 will connect the trail from Lynn Avenue on the south side of New Hampton with the Chickasaw Wellness Center on the west side of town. Tribe Trail Committee Chair Megan Balta says construction is estimated at about $730,000.
So that will kind of be our telling tale. We'll see if they come in close to what our engineer estimate is. If so, we're moving full steam ahead. If they come in higher than we're expecting, then we'll have to go back to the drawing board and see how we move forward. But we're hopeful, fingers crossed, that bids will come in at the price point we need them to.
Balta says bids only pertain to the construction of the trail.
From dirt work to the paving to the finish work, It does include a couple of the crosswalks. Lynn Avenue will be a big crosswalk area where we'll have to have good signage and markings and stuff like that.
Baltus adds that officials are also hopeful that a window of spring to summer of 2024 for construction will attract bidders.
We're hoping we get better bids by giving the contractors several months to finish the project and not have a short deadline. And so that will be next spring of 2024.
Baltus says fundraising continues, and they're also seeking additional grant funding to help offset costs of completing the Tribe Trail project that started in 2016. Bids for Phase 3 are due to the City of New Hampton by 9 a.m. October 23rd. The National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a frost advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning for much of our listening area. Counties under the advisory include Mitchell, Howard, Winneshiek, Allamakee, Floyd, Chickasaw, Fayette, Clayton, Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Hardin, Grundy, Blackhawk, Marshall, and Tama counties. Temperatures falling into the mid-30s will result in frost formation. Frost could kill sensitive outdoor vegetation if left uncovered. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.